The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. That's right, KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's
good
Thursday.
Good morning. It is Thursday.
Yeah, Linda Bott's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 o'clock, and she's got a whole bunch of people coming in. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Sun Gold. Yes, it is a beautiful rainy day and a bad Bob.
I have a bunch of
sound equipment that Linda's, you know, she doesn't use anymore, so she's giving to Bob because he does a lot of events, and he goes, "Oh yeah, this is not the day to give it to me though."
So it may be clearing up though, because Trish will give us the weather report in just a minute. But I'm looking at the radar on Wonderground, that's spelled with a U, by the way. Looks like the rain is going to pass over us and clear up. So not as much as we had wished or hoped for, but we'll take what we can get.
It is 65 degrees in downtown Reading, and it is raining as we speak. There's a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m. today. Mostly cloudy with a high around 73, cooling this evening with a chance of showers again before 11 p.m. Only 30% chance. A slight chance of showers through the end of the week, but it looks like we're going to have sunshine, and by the weekend, it'll be up into the high 80s, and we're looking for
air show,
good weather.
The
weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. It's locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. You can get them at 365-3793.
You know, I didn't think you were going to make it in today.
I had my window open, and I was listening to that rain, and I slept so soundly, and it was tough getting out of bed.
I tell you what, when it rains, it is so nice because you can listen to it. And getting up because Elk Killer has heard something outside. And the best part about the Sleep Number bed is you go right back to sleep.
In fact,
it is so difficult getting up on a morning like this because you just want to lay there and listen to the rain, and it's cool. And my Sleep Number setting, I just want to kind of readjust my Sleep Number setting, which is 40. It's just fantastic. I know that you are.
Mine is 55, and it kind of stays pretty much there. Sometimes I'll slip down to 50, I just sleep so comfortably, I don't want to mess with a great night's sleep.
Well, with the new Sleep IQ technology that Sleep Number has, you don't have to worry about it anymore. With the new sleep, with the IQ technology, it automatically senses when you're moving, and it will send you on your computer or your iPhone or whatever, if you have an app, ideas on how to sleep better. I mean, you're already sleeping well, but it just said, well, maybe if you try this, maybe if you do 50, if you do 60 or 50, you're going to sleep better. And you can only get this on a Sleep Number bed, which is, Consumer Reports Bed of the Year. And right now, for under $1,000, you can get a C2 queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology, and of course the dual air technology that we all love, because that means that I can sleep at one firmness and Linda at another.
Yes.
Owned, operated, made here in America, guaranteed.
Can't say enough about a good night's rest.
That's right. Head down to Target Shopping Center and go on over and to the Sleep Number store at 1315 Sheridan Creek Road, right there in the Target Shopping Center, and see Brian or Janice. You're going to love it. Okay. I have got to start off the show with this. I've talked about it the other day, but the more I think about it, the more irate I get.
Is there a hook in your craw?
I have something stuck in my craw today. Wesleyan College of Massachusetts made this announcement. I mentioned it the other day, but I'm following it up today. They have made the pronouncement that all their fraternities on the college have now got to integrate women into the fraternities within the next 3 years.
You're kidding.
No.
How did I miss that?
There's like 1,500 men on the college campuses that, you know, that are, you know, that the, and the fraternities are associated with the, with, of course, with the university. The university says if you don't allow women into your fraternities, you no longer can be associated to the, with the campus.
But
that is insane.
But they won't be fraternities anymore.
Well, they don't have to be because of this man attack, this sexual assault culture. That's out there that this is, these fraternities are just hotbeds of sexual assault training and
what about
misogynism and misogynism.
What about the sorority?
Yeah, I didn't say anything. There's one sorority, but they're not like on campus. So the bottom line is this is because there have been, you know, some sexual assaults on the campus, they are going to, as they, you know.
They're
going to
mix them so it's easier.
Well, what they're going to do is punish everybody for the acts of a couple. And
but by mixing them together, doesn't that just make more fraternization, if you'll
excuse?
I mean, now they're going to be put together on a regular basis. Doesn't that make just easier to have these harassment instances?
Well, that's what I'm thinking is that, and then what happens when you get, of course, you know, at what point do they say, by the way, you can't pick who you're going to have as your woman into your fraternity. You've got to pick them out of this group, and you've got to have three. So, I mean, they didn't say that, but you see that's what's coming because the men can say, okay, we'd like to have Bambi and Bambi Jr. and Bambi coming in to be our being in our fraternity, and it's going to defeat the purpose because they really want the university really wants
chaperones.
Well, they want to break the men. They want to break the men's club up, and this is the way they're going to do it. And they're going to, and at some point they're going to say, "Well, you're going to, here's six girls that meet the requirements, and you pick three." I mean, at this point, I mean, what are they doing? I mean, how can they force people to do this?
Well, and I, you know, it's the chickification of the men of the United States. It's all part of the whole design to destroy this country. I mean, think about
it. To destroy men.
To destroy men. But in the process of doing that, they're not helping women. They talk about the war on women. I think we've got a war on men going on. We need to totally take over and take away the masculinity of this country. And it makes no sense.
Well, talk to, you know, women like yourself and other women. A woman that I met from New Zealand says, she says, I find it really amusing that the women, you know, have worked so hard in this country to emasculate the men. And now that they have them like that, they don't want them.
They complain.
They're complaining.
And that's exactly right. I mean, viva la difference. I have never, you know, men are, they're equal. They're alike. They're equal. In all terms, as far as I'm concerned, but they're not alike. They're different, and viva la difference. I mean, who wants to be a guy? I don't. And who wants to have all of the? I mean, the guys should be, but I want a guy. I don't want a broken down, no masculinity male in my life. That doesn't make any sense.
You are complimentary, not competitive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I just wish that, you know, they did this when they broke up all of the fraternal organizations, Rotary and Kiwanis and all of those. And I, as a Seroptimist, said, oh, forget about us. I don't want men in our organization. I mean,
Would we want to degrade the organization
like that? I mean, people a difference. I keep saying that, but why in the world do we want to continue to do? That's insane. Well, it isn't a fraternity. It won't be a sorority.
It's not a fraternity.
I think they're going to have a hard time. I keep correcting myself. I have said for years they're going to never be able to get that done. And gosh, then they go and do it.
They do it.
This country is in so much trouble.
Destroying the institutions.
It's destroying who we are and how we've started and the whole thing.
Cultural jihad, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Cultural jihad. I like
cultural
that.
Cultural jihad.
Anyway, but this was something that, you know, that it's, you know, I mentioned it the other day, but I didn't get into it because we didn't have time. We had so many things going on. And so I've given, you know, so today I knew I was going to have enough time, and I knew I had to throw this out for Trish because it's like red meat.
It absolutely
in front,
is.
In front of the mama alpha wolf.
It
is so ridiculous. And frankly, you know, at 605-4567 is, if your son wanted to be in a fraternity and the university he was going to, and you're paying big bucks for a private university, says, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to force women into, we're going to force you to take women. I mean, would this be something that you'd think about? Is this a reason not to go to a university? If this is their mindset. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. 605-4567. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Are you striving to live a healthy lifestyle, eating healthy, working out, sleeping on a toxic-laden memory foam mattress? Don't be fooled by the claims that there are no organic mattress stores in the Reading area. If you suffer from headaches, allergies, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or seizures, the solution may well be a toxic-free sleep zone. Your waking hours can only be as good as your last night's sleep. Locally manufactured in Northern California, the Organipedic mattress by OMI uses only sanitized organic raw materials to produce the purest sleep system available. In fact, if you find a purer mattress anywhere, we'll give you ours for free. Now you can sleep on the most comfortable two-sided latex mattress and the purest Organipedic by OMI. From their 100% natural rubber latex mattress to the classic OMI innerspring mattress, you can now sleep safe in a toxic world with your Organipedic mattress from Creason Sleep Gallery. Locally owned and operated since 1994, Creason's Mattress Gallery is your complete sleep headquarters and carries organic sheets and pillows. Creason's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
On my shirt, so sexy it hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. With Carl Bott and too sexy for her hair, Trish Clark. And Bob,
and
Bob
who's, too
sexy, who's too sexy for his shirt. Put your shirt back on. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Orchard Nutrition. Four nutritionists on the staff, in-store deli. Water, you get water down there. I mean, very, very special water, clear, clean water down at Orchard Nutrition, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. It's the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in all of Northern California. What a great place. Free classes on health. The one thing that Joe and his family and the staff want is for their customers to be healthy, happy, and wise. And wise being learning about your own health. No GMOs. They've got everything there, organic milk, raw milk, goat's milk, everything. All down in at Cypress Square Shopping Center and Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. Okay, I wanted really to get Trish started here this morning. And I got her started with the fraternities at Westland. On the I couldn't help but notice today on the front page of the Record Searchlight that Hall and Congressman LaMalfa and his challenger Hall disagree at forum, which is written by Jenny Espino. You know, frankly, it was one of the finest editorials that I've seen lately. Unfortunately, it was on the front page.
She clearly has made her. Yeah.
Obviously, Jenny has picked yeah. who she thinks should be the winner. I think what she said was most of the stories about Hall. In fact, as she puts it, the crowd's clear favorite. That's on the front page.
And of course, let's bear in mind that this is held down in Chico.
In Chico, and there's like 70 people there. It was, like I said, a great editorial. Unfortunately, on the front page, she gave a lot of time about what Hall was saying, and a lot of the stuff she put for LaMalfa were like one-liners.
Exactly.
And so having Doug on the show, I know he's not a man of one-liners, first of all.
Yeah.
And so it was interesting to see how she characterized this and talking about, it wasn't throughout the whole article. I mean, there were some parts of it. But if you read this, you can see that Jenny was obviously thought that Heidi is the one.
Yeah, I know. She clearly, I read the article.
Before I said anything, I wanted you to read it and say, well, maybe I just read this thing wrong.
Yeah, no, clearly she has made up her mind as to who she thinks should win this race and obviously agrees wholeheartedly with Ms. Hall's very liberal interpretation of almost every issue.
Yeah, I believe so. And she's written some other things. Do you remember I don't know if she was involved in this, was the infamous front page article a couple years ago when running for the supervisors, and they what it looked like was Anselmo was buying, on the front page,
yes,
above the fold.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Anselmo was buying the election, and they had photos of a Clifford Jones and whoever else, Cat or somebody else. You know, that here's Anselmo giving money to these people. Not once did they mention the thousands of dollars given to the opposite side from unions. And then, of course,
one of the ones complaining about that was what's-his-face from the union.
Yeah.
At the time, as I recall.
Steve Allen
was making really bad remarks about the money and how it bought favors. And I remarked at the time that I wondered if that's how he feels as he doles out money from his union every year to all the different candidates.
Yeah.
Is he, in fact, buying votes? Is that the whole thing?
Well, the bottom line here is this is if you got, editorials are editorials. News stories,
put them where they belong on the opinion page.
Yeah, news stories are news stories. I mean, it could have been a little more fair there. But then again, hey.
We're talking about elections, one question that I want to answer or attempt to put some new light on, you asked one of the candidates the other day, I don't remember who it was, but would they be willing to cut library funding and parks and what have you for more men on the street? And then the candidate more police officers, more, And the interesting part of that is they can't do that anymore.
I learned that yesterday.
Did someone explain to you?
Somebody explained to me that
2046
in the contract.
Yes,
that the city signed a 4-to-1 vote a few years ago.
2006,
and a 4-to-1 vote. They voted that no matter what else happens, no matter who else doesn't get paid, you can't take money out of the library.
Well, there you go. And at the time, I'm clearly really familiar with this because the Board of Supervisors had to enter into the same agreement. you have to understand that that's part of what's wrong with our government from the federal side down. We don't budget anymore. 90% of the money is earmarked and targeted and has to be spent in a certain manner. Clearly more so at the county level than at the city council level, but even at the city council level. There isn't a lot of discretionary money for the people that we elect to make decisions. When this the library funding was discretionary general fund money in both entities.
Is it still?
No. Now it's off the top. You take this a certain amount plus CPI every year, and you must do that until 2046. We took it out of the pot that we can make decisions about and say.
Did you vote for that?
I voted against it very clearly, and I was tagged as a library hater throughout that whole thing. Didn't have anything to do with me hating libraries. I'm a great supporter of books and libraries and all those things. But I just did not believe that that a library was more important than our safety. I mean, if I can't get to the library and be safe there, how in the world?
Who voted for that?
Everybody but me. And both, I don't remember who voted against it at the city council.
Well, I think Patrick Jones is going to be our guest today.
It was back in 2006 when that originally happened.
Well, he was there, I think. Then.
I'm not sure. No, I don't believe he was.
Okay.
But I know that it was a huge issue as we were going through the process of because it was a county library system.
I think it went through. I think they voted again a couple years ago.
They've had to vote. They've had to reinstitute the contract with the agency that operates it. Every year or every 3 years.
Okay, well then, can't you change the contract?
No. The funding contract is until 2046.
Well, how can they do that?
Well, they did it. And they very ingeniously, because for the funding mechanism for the facilities as they were built, how the debt is being paid off, they entered into this ironclad agreement until 2046. Now, who's going to operate it? Every 3 years, if this agency that's operating it, library company or whatever, is operating it, then they have to renew that. And I believe they renewed that contract in 2013 at the city council level. But the funding arrangement, that's no longer discretionary money. They can't choose to do anything other than fund it. And they must give a CPI increase every year.
Well, there must be a way of breaking that contract.
Well,
where's the money come from? It comes from our general fund, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay, there's got to be a way of breaking it. You cannot do that.
Yes, you can.
Well, that's crap.
Well, we're doing the same thing at the federal level because we haven't got a budget. See, people, this is something that continues to amaze me why everybody's not enraged. This Congress, this presidency, they've got, what, one budget? In the full length of time that he's been in office?
Last year's first time.
Okay,
yeah.
But they've done the continuing resolution, and that's how we're funding government. We're putting all new funding into that little thing, and the only discussion that anybody ever has anymore at the federal level is if the Republicans get enough tenacity or whatever to even mention, gee, maybe we ought to talk about the budget, maybe we ought to really have one. Then they tell them, oh, they accuse them of trying to shut down the government by not voting for the continuing resolution.
But they've put budgets over to the Senate and it never makes it out of there. It's not like the House has not done budgets. It's like when
but the
it's
president
like when
has
Ms.
never
Hall,
done a budget.
Right, but it's like when Ms. Hall says, oh, you know, they're the do nothing Congress, but you know, the House can show them. Can show thousands of bills have gone over to the Senate. They don't go anywhere.
That's exactly right.
And who stops it? Harry Reid.
There you go.
Harry Reid stops it. They're trying, but unless
The problem is you don't even hear the Republicans talking about it. That's the issue. The American public is asleep. They only know what they read in the paper. And they only know what they hear.
They only read it at the top of the paper.
Well,
in the headline.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So they're totally uninformed. They have no idea.
Unless you are a listener to KCNR 14.
That's exactly right. And you can learn all of these things.
Because we talk about them.
Well, the library thing was a big issue with me. I felt it was absolutely wrong.
Until yesterday. I was tuned into it by
Well, I heard that question, and so I was all prepared to inform you that, by golly.
I wouldn't have known except somebody called me yesterday and said, this is what happened. And,
yeah.
I was just astounded.
And you would have thought when I was complaining about that.
We raise money for the library. We emcee this. I love the library.
I do, too.
But to think that.
Well, go back and read the articles. Trish Clark hates libraries.
But to think that if we've got crime in the streets and we need to say, okay, library cut back half a day, you know, one day a month, you know, take some of that, take some out of the park, saying this, that you can't touch anything. I mean, this is just.
And we're not talking chump change. We're not.
$2.5 million.
Yeah, we're talking big bucks here.
Wow. Wow.
You're talking a lot of money for the library every year.
Okay, and speaking of big bucks, let's talk about one of our sponsors, Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? It's getting, you know, the holidays are coming. Yes, I know it's hard to believe. It's still September, but it's the end of September. So what are great presents? And this is for guys. And, you know, Bad Bob, this is you and me, is that we run down to Tobacco and Brew. We get the coffees, the different blends of coffees. You put them in one of those really fancy little bags with tissue paper on it, and we have now shopped for Christmas. We could have everything done in literally 5 minutes at Tobacco and Brew. Run across, go into the finest humidor in the state, pick up that bag or a box of cigars for your favorite guys and or girls. You have it all right there, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And if you're a veteran, you get a discount, and you're always treated well. You are treated super at Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. We dig into the politics of public policy, land use, and Agenda 21. We cover smart growth, immigration, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and the many, many scams of sustainable development.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
Join us for We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. For a limited time, a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course will be provided by Ted Leidy and his instructors out there, all professional NRA instructors. This weekend, in fact, is a woman's only class starting Saturday morning. It's not too late to get into that. Well, it may be. But you need to call Ted at 999-1822 and sit in a class and listen to me teach you about basic pistol and the and all different parts of the pistols. And then you get a legal briefing, which is really outstanding. And on Sunday, we shoot for about 4 hours. And when you finish, you will have all the requirements done for a concealed carry permit here in the county of Shasta. Northern Firearms at 999-1822 or check out their website, readingccw.com. Okay, it is great. Rain. Is this great? The one thing is every year when it rains the first time, I walk into the office and there's three trash cans out that Just Bob or the Bob goes out. And when he comes in to do the news, he just walks back there when it rains the first time. He just puts out the trash cans because here it comes.
Rain. Leak.
No, we have leaks. And then, you know, our maintenance guy in the – so I wait. You know, it's nice. Last year I called him. It was like 6:30 or 6:15 in the morning. So we're leaking. But this year I waited till 7. I said, it's that time again. And so he runs down. And so he's fixing it. And he'll get it fixed. But, that's the first I just know when it's raining that, oh, yeah, we have a leak here. In
yeah.
This case, three.
So these buildings down here are old. They've been here a while.
And they make changes and all this. Anyway, Hey, did we talk about during the break about single women and pregnancy? I think it was during the break.
Yes.
Ruth Marcus wrote an article about women and pregnancy, and part of what she wrote was kind of the hook was, should women be from the time they become sexually active have a birth control device inserted.
Mm.
And the reason she says this as she goes through is that, you know, the rate of marriage is dropping. And okay. But the rate of pregnancy isn't. That 58% of girls who get pregnant who just have a high school degree is unplanned and they are single. And what she's talking about, what her article is about single women having babies. That number drops to like 11% once they have a college degree. But that among single women under the age of 30, 70% of the pregnancies are unplanned.
Well, okay.
And so. most of them are single parents. And then to add on to that, many of the women not only have one baby, they'll have other babies with other partners.
So this flies in the face of we're having unplanned pregnancies and our children don't know anything about sex, so we'll start teaching them at about kindergarten about sex and the consequences thereof. And so this sort of flies in the face that all of this education is somehow helping us.
Well,
it's destroying marriages. It's causing unplanned pregnancies. And now they want one more. We're going to have a law that says if you're sexually active, you have to have a birth control inserted in you? That doesn't make any sense at all.
Unwed mothers, a troubling new normal. Imagine that if all women in the United States upon becoming sexually active were automatically fitted with an interuterine device or other form
of long-acting
birth control. The scenario sounds creepy. Well, it is. However, you've got children or babies being born into young girls let's just say women under 30, but many of them not obviously without a lot of education, a high school degree or less. And what's happening is they have multiple partners and multiple babies, and the tear down of the fabric of society that, you know, the fact is that marriage is good for a child to be raised in a marriage. There are times when back when you and I were young that The norm was a married family.
And if you got pregnant out of wedlock, it was not something to be celebrated. It was something to be hidden. And you went off to Aunt Mary's house and had the baby and put it up for adoption because it was not a good thing. Right. Now we celebrate these young girls. We give them special privileges in school. We set aside special places on the campus so they don't feel bad about the situation they're in. And we almost celebrate the whole process of having an unwed child. You know, more government intervention, intervention into my womb? I think not. I think we've got to go back to the Bible. We got to go back to morality.
Your womb is yours.
Yeah, and I don't want some law saying they're going to do something. That's creepy. I mean, as she said in her, that's creepy. But you know what? We got to get back to the basics in this United States. And if we don't become a moral country again, we are in so much trouble, Carl.
Well, let me get this straight. These are the same folks who say that the fetus has no rights, that the woman has total control over her womb.
And everybody
and
should
now
have...
they're going to legislate the insertion of a device that could conceivably cause medical issues.
She did say
issues.
Imagine. She didn't say it was happening, but just mm-hmm. imagine.
Oh, but once they put it in writing, it's darn near part of the landscape.
Well, trying to see how...
Trying
to equate that with, you know, the people who scream loudest about capital punishment think nothing of flushing a baby.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, and here's the thing is, you know, once a girl's pregnant, you've got – if she wants to keep the baby, yeah, then you know what? You got to help her, and you should help her. She wants to keep the baby. She's not married. Okay. She's in high school. You want the baby to get the best chance. Is when she's, you know, she's decided to keep
but
the baby.
But you know, yeah, I'm all out about that, the hand up and the help. But let's be clear. That's part of the problem is society takes over the responsibility because we want that child to survive. That mother got herself pregnant in some manner. And she is the one ultimately responsible to see that that child is raised properly. Society is stepping in and taking over too much of the responsibility of living. And that's why we have the problems we have. Responsibility.
Speaking of a moral society, I think most of our society is a moral society. Everything I read is.
I don't think we know what moral is anymore, Carl.
I think what it is that we have certain aspects of our society that says everything is okay. The other day, somebody sent me a video of Jennifer Lopez and some other girl dancing. And frankly, it was as close. I mean, it was not pornographic. In the, you know, as in a definition, whatever porn is. But it was uncomfortable to watch them. And this is like a video that you see out there with them shaking their butts and with G-strings on. And this guy that sent it, he says, you know what? There's something wrong here. That this is mainstream now. And that, you know, Jennifer Lopez, who does a lot of good things for people in life. And she's a fine entertainer. But this was just kind of like, wow. And Linda watched something the other night. It was on one of the pay channels or HBO. And she says, you know what? This is how far removed we are for things. She says, you need to look at this. And it was one of the, you know, Beyonce or somebody and a guy. And they were singing and dancing. And it was. I mean, this is something that's acceptable. And people are yelling and screaming for it. And you wouldn't have seen this 20 years ago, maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago. But we have reached that point. So maybe you're right. These moral standards have changed dramatically.
Carl, have you been out to any of the local hotspots, the places where there's dancing going on with bands and what have you?
Unless there's like 20 Harleys parked in front, no.
But. Well, okay, but here's my naivety. I go out and I'm expecting to see, you know, there's a dance band, okay? The first, and I'm not even going to say where we wandered into, but the first 20 minutes that I was in the place, I really thought I was in a gay bar because I was watching all of the ladies on the dance floor and they were dancing together. There was no guys on the dance floor. And they, to me, in my very naive world, they were doing things to each other on the dance floor, rubbing and cohorting and what have you, that I wouldn't do with a guy.
You know what?
In public, let alone with another woman. And I really was convinced that, I mean, and as I indicate, I'm a bit of a prude in a lot of ways. But I then, as the dance music ended, then they all went back over to the guys that they were with who were standing up at the bar talking about God, I don't know what. And it appears that they were actually couples with. To me, that's, and as you indicate, that was totally acceptable behavior, and I was the oddball in the crowd. But I thought it was,
you know what,
absolutely repulsive.
Perhaps you overreacted, but what was the name of that place?
You'd like to go and check that out?
I better go check that out because I'm going to take Linda with me and because Linda likes to dance. But, okay, you know what?
Well, then it ends up
on
Facebook.
The point was that the guys weren't watching the girls dance. They were standing at the bar drinking and talking about whatever, and the girls were out there
watching them dance.
Talking about sport.
They had their back to them. Maybe they were looking at them in the mirror.
Trust me, they were watching.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'll take that rubbing against a guy, but I'm damned if I'm going to do it with a girl. Excuse my French.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Now that Bob is trying, he's starting to look things up on the internet
Carl and
right
I
now.
Are picking our next words very carefully.
There you go.
Yes,
and so
yes,
this is what I'm
going to
say about that is the Shasta County Honor Flight of Northern California is having a fundraiser and Honor Flight the movie on next Tuesday down at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. And the intention is to honor all remaining World War II veterans in Shasta County with a free 3-day trip to Washington, D.C. And they need to raise money to do this. So head on down there or you can give you can get tickets or donations. I should say donations at the door, $10, but you can give a donation at Classic Cafe, Jones Fort, New West Medical on Churn Creek or Eagles Landing on 3300 Bocelli Lane. Classic Cafe is at 2427 Athens Avenue. So all the donations are done to be able to bring our World War II veterans back to visit the World War II Memorial. It is just a wonderful thing that Debbie and Tom Johnson do. I can't say enough about it. So next Tuesday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., so you've got two showings, to go on down there and see this great movie about what it's about and to donate to the Shasta County Honor Flight in Northern California.
We'll and that is such a marvelous, marvelous thing.
It is. And we'll be right back after these messages. Trish, what's the name of that place again?
Bye, honey.
Where are you going?
I'm headed to the Paint Mart. I want to match paint colors with wallpaper and new window blinds.
And just how are you going to do all that?
Paint Mart has this wonderful new PPG Voice of Color touchscreen where you can design paint colors, pick and choose PPG paints for walls and trim. Then I can pick out my wallpaper, blinds, and drapes, all with the ease of a large touchscreen. It's great.
At the Paint Mart, we have a design consultant to help you select the perfect PPG paint for interior, exterior, primers, and stains, including low VOC options with elegant, durable finishes and over 1,900 colors to choose from. We also carry wallpaper, custom blinds, draperies, and shutters. Paint smart with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality PPG paint, Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff.
Come to Paint Mart. Quality.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Redding City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Redding City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, Live and Silent Auction, and Basket Drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family-owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:50 in the morning today on September the 25th today. I was trying to tell everybody yesterday it was the 25th. I had myself convinced. But today is September the 25th. 65 degrees out there. Thursday. It's raining. It's going to rain all day. It looks like it's going to be petering off tonight. And tomorrow is a slight chance. But you know what? Enjoy the rain. Enjoy the rain. And weather's always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. And they are locally owned, and they give senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry, right across from Sierra Gibbs, the only trained watchmaker around here in the whole area. And I've got my watch in there right now. He put a whole insights in my watch for like $50. Outstanding selection of jewelry, as Trish and Linda
know. Absolutely.
Hey, this Saturday, Great Strides Cystic Fibrosis Foundation is taking steps to cure cystic fibrosis by participating in a Reading Great Strides. It's a fatal genetic disease that causes life-threatening lung infections. So what you can do is get involved with the Great Strides down at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Get on down there and be able to help out. Give them a call at 355-7255, 355-7255, about the on this Saturday at 9 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge, the Walk 2014 Reading Great Strides. I think it's something that we need to participate in and to support. As the Classy Cafe, who is just outstanding people, Kathy and Millie. I can't say enough about them. They're celebrating their 28th anniversary, and on this Friday, you know, once a month they have the special menu, and it's the German menu with Rinde, Rotdorten, Sauerbraten, Leber and Zwiebeln mit Nudeln, Jägerschnitzel, Schweinebraten, Paprika und Hupner mit Nudeln, and Schwarzenpfeffer mit Nudeln.
And German is not your best language, right?
That's easy for you to say.
Which is kind of like beefsteak and roast beef and breaded pork cutlet. You know,
it's all really good stuff.
Lieber is, of course, liver. It's all, you know what? Succulent marinated German pork roast. Extremely tender Schweinebraten. We're going down there. Everybody's got to go down there.
Friday night. What are their hours there?
Well, it's usually in the morning, but they're going to start. I think they start around 5 o'clock. Down there on Fridays. We'll find out the exact time, but it's a dinner down there. Friday night, Friday, September 26th. I tell you what, wow.
Wow, that's a must, because I think great German food is hard to beat, and I know they do an outstanding job with that.
They do. And plus, they give so much back to the community and our veterans down there. It's like walking into a mini veterans museum. We're looking at – I talked to a realtor yesterday, and I had lunch with him. Kurt Largent. And Kurt, if anybody's tuned into things that are happening around here, it's Kurt. And we talked a lot about the real estate that's going on, that he says that, you know, there's parts of California that is just – they're just exploding down in the Palo Alto area or something down there. But they said the world's largest construction is taking place now in the Bay Area. And you know what it is?
Low-income housing?
It's the new Apple. It's the new Apple build. I don't know. It's one of those. It's one of those, you know, they're building a factory or a new building down there. However, up here in the Reading area, it is, you know, it's picking up, you know, it's picking up. They're busy, but
a lot of real estate agents that I'm speaking with say that it is starting to pick up. Always about a year behind the other areas in the state. It's hard to figure out when you look at the statistics about the fact that most of the money people are leaving the state of California in droves, and the new population, that our population is rising, but it's illegals and welfare recipients. So that doesn't account for a booming housing market.
You remember Police Chief Pete Hansen?
Yes.
Pete's left.
Yes.
Pete went up to one of the islands up in Washington State. And I don't know which island it is off, you know.
Well, you know, when the election for the Board of Supervisors was going on, there were four businesses that were kind of hanging out in the background looking around to start businesses in the unincorporated area. So they knew they were going to have to be dealing with Shasta County. And, you know, we can just throw out there that after the results of that election, when there was no determination made by the population to change the direction of the Board of Supervisors by unelecting one of the people and putting in a new person, those four businesses left. Two of them went to Oregon, one of them went to Nevada, and the other one went to Texas.
This is in the
last year? Yes, absolutely. They said they wouldn't even attempt to try to locate a business in Shasta County with the procedures. I mean, the rock crushing plant that was out in the industrially zoned area and the unincorporated area. For heaven's sakes, it took them 4 years to get through the planning commission. That's a long time for a business to be waiting to start their operations.
And then, you know, the other thing, too, is that prices go up on everything.
So
if you're planning on building something, you can't build anything. And then
you, it doesn't pencil out by the time you get through the process.
There's no changes. And then when you talk to the people in the city about changing, you know, like permits, Francie says, hey, they did a study and our permits really were under what they should be.
It isn't about, you know, it isn't so much about the cost as it is the time. See, it's the way it's run. I've got a project and I know how much I have to spend. So the theory is I should be able to go into a planning department and I should be able to say, I want to build XYZ plant. And they should be able to give me an all-inclusive list. This is what you're going to have to do to accomplish that and get this up and running, get your permits and your occupancy permits. Right. Then I can go back to my investors, and I've got a time frame, and I've got a this is what it's going to cost. I can pencil that out. I can do that in a year. It works. That isn't how it works in either the city of Reading or the Shasta County planning departments. You go in and they give you a list and then you get that one done and then we go back and they give you another list and now it gets tied up here and it gets tied up there. Now you're 2 years in, you're two building seasons because you can't do anything in wet weather and you have to do a study in this weather. And by the time you're down the line, that project, they just keep taking another bite at the apple all the way through the process to the point where all of your investors have long since lost interest. They're gone. You're tied up in having
money.
Exactly. You've invested a ton of money into the process and you're nowhere near getting an occupancy permit to start getting any of your money back. That's what we've got to change. They've got to be able to walk in, and they got to give you a bulletproof list. That's the last bite at the apple you get. You didn't think about it right up front.
A one-time thing.
You tell me everything I have to possibly do to get this permit, and then I can figure out whether I can make it pencil out. And we don't have that system, and until we do.
Who's in charge of the permits for the city?
Who's in charge of the planning department?
The planning department. Who's in charge of that?
You know, I don't even know at this point.
Well, you know what? We need to have him on because everybody talks about this. And yet we need to have him or her, I shouldn't say him or her on and explain the whole process. And maybe, you know, I mean, I do. I hear these things too. Oh, I just don't even want to go work through this, or this is taking me forever, and this costs this. Let's get the planning guy on. Have him come on and say, look, this is how we do it.
Yeah,
and then,
okay.
Well, no, I mean, but he can say this is the process. And say, okay, does the process always work? Where does the process break down?
Exactly.
You know, and
well, when they're measuring the size of rocks, really, you have to put in the landscaping,
and
I've been there.
That's too much.
I've been there at a grand opening when literally one of the people from the city of Reading was measuring the distance between the plants that were planted in the landscaping, and were trying to keep them from opening the facility because they were an inch too far apart or what have you.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Where was this at?
Where was the business?
Yeah.
I forgot. It was on Hilltop. It's been a few years back. But honest to God, I mean, the horror stories are what the, I'm not. Yeah.
You know what? I think I heard that story, but you know, I don't know if that was an anecdotal story.
No,
if it
no,
was just
it's
urban,
true.
Urban myth, but you
no.
saw it.
Huh? Oh, I saw it.
And they were trying to keep them from opening because their plants were maybe an inch too far apart.
Anal is a good word.
Well, or something like that.
And on that note,
hey, when we come back, we're going to have Patrick Jones on, candidate, well, the city
well,
council
maybe
member.
We can talk about how the planning department is city ready now. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Big news at the White House at this hour. A White House official says that Attorney General Eric Holder is resigning his position. Few other details available at this hour. House Speaker John Boehner says now is not the time for a war debate in Congress.
Boehner tells the New York Times that a lame duck Congress is no place to debate the use of military force against ISIS. He says such a debate among a group of members who are on their way out the door isn't the right way to handle it. Boehner suggested such a discussion could occur early next year if, in his words, we continue this effort and if there's such a request from the president.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting from Capitol Hill. France had already joined U.S. airstrikes over Iraq. Now it is considering whether to extend those attacks into Syria as well. This after militants linked to the Islamic State group beheaded a French hostage. Meanwhile, terrorism expert Thomas Joslin is warning the battle against terrorism, including ISIS, will not be simple and won't be quick.
If you just go after ISIL, there are other bad actors who probably pose even more of a near-term threat in terms of their ability to launch catastrophic attacks against the West, who will take advantage of that, in particular Al-Qaeda.
Joycelyn is part of the growing numbers who believe the battle cannot be won without the use of combat troops on the ground. Is it time for a change in Washington? Well, renowned neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson says he's taking small steps toward preparing for a possible GOP presidential campaign.
We have a PAC, USA First PAC now, and we have a number of people who are putting together the infrastructure so that if that decision is made, we don't start out behind the eight ball.
And Dr. Ben Carson tells the Salem Radio Network that he is still deciding, even as many Republicans are clamoring for him to get into the race. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
It's a staggering percentage in the biggest ever outbreak of Ebola. The nation of Sierra Leone now says a third of its population is being isolated to try and fight the deadly disease. The BBC's Imogen Folks has an update.
The figures from Liberia are not believed to be accurate. The WHO fears the situation is now so severe that the process of identifying new cases is suffering serious delays. In Sierra Leone, too, the disease continues to spread exponentially. But in Guinea, there may be cause for hope. The number of new Ebola cases seems to be stable at between 80 and 100 a week for the last 5 weeks.
That is the BBC's Imogen Folks reporting. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits is showing an increase after falling sharply 2 weeks ago, but the applications are still at a level indicating that hiring should remain healthy coming weeks. This is SRN News. There's a visible change outside the White House following last week's embarrassing breach in security.
Along the north side of the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue, the Secret Service has installed a portable line of fencing. It sits several feet in front of the main fence, creating a buffer zone between the two fence lines. Also, the temporary fence has hard-to-miss yellow signs that read, "Police line, do not cross."
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugson. Zach Brown of Columbus, Ohio, says he was just joking when he went on the crowdfunding website and said that he was raising $10 to fund his first attempt at making potato salad. Brown ended up raising $55,000, so he's having a party. The huge gathering called Potato Stock 2014 is this Saturday in downtown Columbus. There will be bands of food trucks and potato sack races, and of course, plenty of potato salad to go around. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, September the 25th, Thursday, 8:05 in the morning. It's a great day. It really is a great day, and Trish is going to tell you why. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda, of course, is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Put your phone in your lap and or get next to your computer because we're also streaming at KCNR1460.com. We have Patrick Jones with us today.
You know, it's 65 degrees in downtown Reading, and we have a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m., and it is raining hard in downtown Reading, and we're loving it and hoping that our forecast that says it's supposed to taper off is inaccurate and that it just continues to rain. But the weather forecast calls for decreasing clouds and rain throughout the weekend and a high of about 80. High 80s for the weekend and the air show. And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They give veterans and senior discounts. They're locally owned and operated. And you can get a hold of them by calling 365-3793.
And you know what? When it's cool like this and it's raining, you don't think about it, but you should. You need to start thinking about your heater. And because it's going to start getting chillier. And the person that should be taking care of your heating and air is Alliance. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies. And they can treat or fix any make or model. They offer guarantees, warranties, all of this with Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. They are our we have them do the maintenance on our air conditioner and heating systems, and they do a great job. Okay. I'm just reading all these things in here about, you know, from our listeners on the chat room here, and they're talking about different things on for central committees and all those things. But who we have in the studio today is Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones running for re-election. And this is you are the fourth in our series of candidates that we have in September. We had in August and in September, and we're going to have again in October, toward the end of October, to talk to you, and especially as we get closer and closer to the election. So welcome aboard, Patrick.
Well, thank you, Carl. And if Linda was here, I would say thank you, Linda. But, of course, thank you, Trish, for having me on. And I'm going to say this. You know, you guys have done such a great job here on 1460 that I think more than any other single source, even the paper, you've gotten information out to the voters about these candidates. And so I really appreciate that, and I know the people of Reading appreciate that.
Well, I think that we in Reading want to have the people representing us that are going to make the best decisions. We're in trouble in this town, and it's been coming on for years, and we can point back to a variety of things, like when Trish pointed out to me today, and after I talked to you, in fact, I talked to you yesterday, about the library. It's talk about untouchable.
Well, and certain decisions that certainly have been made from the federal government all the way down have put our local elected officials in a position where there's not a lot of discretionary funding left that we can make decisions to better our community. We shouldn't make those kind of binding forever decisions that take away our ability to address our priorities.
You know, and Carl and Trish, and I think more than ever, and I think this is what this election is going to prove, is that we need council members that have an independent spirit about them, that they're not simply going to listen to staff and rubber stamp everything that staff says. Now, I can say this. I'm going to have to pick on Francie Sullivan a little bit because she is the only other incumbent in this race, and she has a voting record. But she has not differed with city staff on any issue ever in the last 4 years. And that, I think, is just fundamentally wrong. We're there for 90,000 people. We make those decisions for 90,000 people, and there's going to be times where we should disagree with staff, and I haven't seen that from her. And I think that's what's coming out in this election, is that we need independent thinkers.
All right, well, let's go into the questions that I ask all the candidates. Crime. Your stance on, or what do you think should be done about the transient problem we have here and the crime problem?
Well, Carl, you know we have many issues facing the city. We have pension liabilities that are through the roof, and that is crippling us in being able to have the appropriate staffing that we really need right now to handle this problem. More than 2 years ago, or around 2 years ago, we knew about AB 109 and the effects of that type of person being released back into our community. And to be honest, not a lot of action was taken. Today, it's clear that the rising crime rate in Reading is most likely the number one issue on people's minds today. And you've brought that out nicely over the last 6 months. And the question is, what are you going to do about it? Now, recently, I asked my colleagues at City Council to direct staff to come back, all department heads, with a 5 to 7% reduction per department in non-public safety departments, and to reallocate those funds towards public safety. And that did not move forward. Gary Cadd supported that idea, but Councilmember Sullivan and Councilmember MacArthur chose not to. Mayor Rick Bozzetti was out. So that stalled 2-2. I'll bring it up again. We can certainly go department by department and make some reductions, and it doesn't have to be a fixed percentage. We can vary it department by department to minimize the impacts to those departments and put more money to law enforcement. Now, the personnel is not the only issue at stake. You know about the incarceration, and I know you're personally involved in trying to tackle that issue, and that's going to be a joint issue, a joint problem. But we still need more officers and CSOs on the street, and we're going to need to direct more money to it. So besides looking at each department and making some reductions there and putting that towards public safety, police in specific, we can also use one-time funds. We have monies in the general fund and in risk management that we could use on a one-time basis to have an immediate positive effect for the citizens of Reading today regarding crime. That we can do, and I think there are some candidates talking about that. They're arguing about some of the numbers. But I think if you look, you'll see that there's certainly enough money to do something, and we've done nothing to this point.
I think if you were to take it, I applaud your effort about the departments. I think if each one of those departments goes back and actually does some zero-based budgeting, go back and rebuild your budget, you're going to probably find that you've got 5 to 7% in most budgets in government that aren't real numbers. Employees that are no longer there, but positions that are things that are they're no longer doing, that are built into those budgets, and we have a tendency in government to just keep adding on to the top and giving a CPI increase. We never go back and actually see, is this a realistic picture of what this department's actually doing?
You know, and that's an advantage for me because I've been here for 8 years and I've been through the global recession and I've been through department by department reductions. We did that in the global recession and we did it a lot more than 5 or 7%. And what we found in that is that we can do it while we may not have liked doing it, but we can do it and the city doesn't fall apart.
And life goes on.
And it moves on.
Exactly.
And so we can redirect monies to public safety, but this council refuses to do so. Now, out on the campaign trail recently, there's been discussion about council being dysfunctional because of two council members. Well, I find that very unusual because those two council members, one being myself and the other being Councilmember Cadd, were in a minority position.
How can you be cause any dysfunction?
So how can you be dysfunctional when the three majority Illuminati folks run the show. And the reality is, I think people are starting to see that there's going to need to be some changes, and maybe the dysfunction is not the two council members, but maybe the three.
So maybe we need to create a new majority on that council, and see maybe if something starts to actually happen.
And it's called a culture change, and I think it's about to happen.
All right, we need to take a quick break. Our guest is Patrick Jones, running for re-election for Reading City Councilman. When we come back, I want to talk to you about Measure F and the and then of course Measure B. And even though Measure A is more of a countywide thing, I don't think I'll get into that one. We've already kind of addressed that at different times about the marijuana. But Measure B, and also, of course, Measure F, and then your priorities and business. And we were just talking about permits. And we'll be right back.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
If you want more than just to sleep every night, if you're looking for luxurious comfort and near total freedom from motion transfer, look to Cresson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue and the best in class luxury in mattresses. The AH Beard line, manufactured with 100% natural wool to wick moisture away and control body temperature. All this provides the maximum in comfort and quality sleep every night at a truly amazing price with the best 20-year non-prorated warranty in the industry. And let's face it, you're worth it. See the AH Beard mattress line along with adjustable beds, futons, organic sheets and pillows, mattress pads, and much more. Including Organipedic by OMI, the purest mattress made and manufactured right here in Northern California. Only at family-owned and operated Cresson's Mattress Gallery, your complete sleep headquarters. With the largest mattress inventory in the North State, you'll find the very best prices every day at Cresson's. Plus, you'll always receive 12 months no-interest OAC. Ask Steve, Lance, Travis, or Shane about Cresson's 60-night comfort guarantee. Only at Cresson's Mattress Gallery, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Quality sleep at an affordable price.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. And you know what? She's going to have some of the pilots that are going to be flying
at the air show.
And tomorrow we're going to have pilots from the air show on Friday morning, too. They're going to be in here talking. But
are they going to give airplane rides this year?
I don't know. If
you have an extra slot in one of those airplanes, I'd like to go.
You know what? Unless you're flying upside down with a barf bag in front of you, it's no fun. If you want to have a great time on October 2nd, it's a Thursday, head on down to Wind River and join us for Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, Romance on the River and Elements Lounge. Linda is there with her trio. It's going to be a night of standards and just a great time. Rick Hill is her guest performer there, and he's just his guitar playing is just amazingly good. So it's going to be a good night, a special menu there, filet mignon for $20. You can't beat that anywhere.
And if you guys haven't seen Linda Bott in this kind of a setting with this kind of a thing, it's a treat. I mean, you just need to call and make reservations to be there.
So call 243-3377, 243-3377. And ask for Elements Lounge, Romance on the Rivers. Tell them you want seats down in front if you can get them or whatever's left now. But everybody's going to be able to hear and see. 243-3377, Romance on the River and the Elements Lounge, and for Linda Bott. Okay. All right. Our guest is Patrick Jones, who is running for re-election in the city council. Now, Measure F, raising the city – we are told on a 3-2 vote from the city council – that we need to raise the sales tax 0.25%, and the money is going to go to put more police on the street.
Well, actually, Carl, that vote passed unanimously out of 5-0 for the 0.25%, and that was Gary Cadd's counter to the 0.5%.
Oh, okay, that's right.
And so we put it on there reluctantly, but we did, at least reluctantly.
Oh, to put it on the ballot so people could vote.
So people could vote on it.
All right. But I did write the opposition, so you'll see my opposition on the ballot to raising sales tax when you haven't looked at your budget.
And by the way, let me go back on that one, because I applauded the whole city council for coming together and going back and forth and, working together, because the proposal just said is to let the people vote on this. And frankly, that was a good – I think that's the right thing to do, is let the people vote on it. Now, whether this is a good idea is something else.
Well, I tell you, my thoughts on it is that I don't like putting something on the ballot when I know fundamentally it's wrong. The public can always do that by gathering the signatures and getting that on the ballot, just like Revolt has done with their measure. So they always have that choice. They don't need city council to do that. And it was very difficult for me to support that, knowing that fundamentally it's wrong. I would entertain the idea of increasing sales tax when we're out of all other options. But we, Carl, explored no other options. We quickly went to increase the size of government. And here's what's likely to happen. If that passes, and it's a high threshold to pass, I think it's at 66%.
So yeah, it's two-thirds.
Two-thirds. The reality is it's going to be difficult here in Reading to pass, because the public knows while that might generate $5 million, that will be specific to public safety, specific police. The $28 million that we use today to run the department comes from the general fund, and it's unsecured in that manner. So easily can be sliced off the backside. And many times, how many times have we seen tax increases that don't go to what they're supposed to go to? And I fear this is just another technique.
So even if the $5 million goes to the police, they can take
$5 million out of the bottom.
Later on, somebody in the city council can say, well, let's take $2 million out of this.
Absolutely.
Or slowly just let it erode.
Correct.
We have a caller. Let's go to the phones. Howard, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question?
I just have a quick statement that I'd like to have Mr. Jones address. It has to do with safety, public safety. Recently, I was at a friend's house here in Reading, and an 85-year-old lady, and she was telling me that it appears as though some of these homeless people have moved from their homeless-type camps and are coming around in the evening to stay in the back green, what you might call green belt areas between the homes and the schools. And she has found that her water gets turned on at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they come in her yard and go through her trash looking for stuff. I'm not asking you to solve the problem, but I know that you are, Mr. Jones, I know that you're an advocate for law and order and working on that area. So I don't know. The only thing I told her to do is if these things happen and you don't want to go outside, then I don't recommend it. Just call the police and report it. But she was saying, you know, they don't come and they don't do anything. And I says, well, at least report it.
Correct.
So anyway, that's my statement. I'll take my anything you want to comment on off the air, but it appears as though some of these people are not going to those camps along the river anymore, but they're beginning to work out in.
They're moving into our homes now, right?
Yeah. Okay. And they're getting water out of her hose at 4 in the morning and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Howard, thank you very much for your phone call.
Yeah, Howard, it's a very good question.
Because this kind of leads into these other things because of the problems we're having with the transients around here. And, you know, there's the homeless, which, and there are homeless that want help and we help.
Right.
But there's a large transient population here and it's got, we have a subculture going on here in the city of Reading, and frankly, it's very unseemly. I mean, you're seeing things, businesses are complaining, you're seeing this all over the place. What is the city council in this case? What are your plans for this?
Well, first, Howard, it's an excellent question and observation, so I appreciate the phone call. And she is absolutely right, and it's actually worse than that. So she might be seen camping in the greenway behind her house because we have lots of that style of construction here and around the Reading area, especially to the west of Reading. So that is on the increase. There's no question about it. But instead of just borrowing your water and using and stealing your water, many of these folks are doing much, much worse things than that. They're coming into people's homes. They're breaking into cars left and right. And it is important that she at least – it reports those activities so that we can keep the stats and we can see the statistics as to where these crimes are occurring so that when the chief's plan is finished and council decides to move forward on taking a more aggressive stance towards this, that we have an idea of where these crimes are being committed. I estimate today that probably half of all the crimes of these types of property crimes and issues are not being reported today, and it may even be bigger than that. So it's important for everyone to call those in. Even if the department cannot respond to it, it's important to call them in.
So what's the answer to this?
Well, one of the businesses over on Park Marina Drive has been targeted recently, and like all of the – it's a cul-de-sac kind of thing – a complex where they all have doormats and plants outside and those kind of things, which they have to, if they're going to have doormats or any of those things, they have to take them in at night because they're systematically removing everything that isn't nailed down
every night.
And
what's the answer to
this? It's citywide. Calls. It's all over. I can't tell you how many calls, dozens and dozens and dozens of calls.
So what's the solution?
So specifically, you've got to hit it in multiple areas. There's no one simple answer that fixes it all. First, we need more enforcement with mainstream police officers. We need more of them. We'd like to get back 20 for sure. That's going to help. Second, volunteers. We're working with that right now. Council's approved that concept, and I'm working with the chief, and we're going to be creating some ideas to put some eyes and ears out there to help reduce crime before it happens. That will help. Second, we must incarcerate. We cannot continue to book and release these folks. The city can play a part in that, even though it's a county-state issue. We can play a part in that. That's going to help. Third or fourth, we need to start being more aggressive on the feeding programs, the indiscriminate feeding programs within the city of Reading.
What do you mean by that?
That means, and I've coined this phrase before and was criticized for doing so, but I'll say it again, don't feed the bears. When you have a bear problem, you don't feed them. You support those projects and those programs that help people get back on their feet, but do not do the indiscriminate feeding because what it does is while these folks are very compassionate and they mean well, and their hearts are in the right places, I can guarantee you that. However, what it's doing is it's perpetuating a type of lifestyle that ultimately is to these folks' demise, and it's hurting the quality of our city.
How do you do that? There's people that go down and give sandwiches and food down at the library or in that area. Are they permitted to do that?
Well, and that's where the city council may come in with a policy as to who can do that, when they can do that, and we might have to set some limits on that.
How about locations where they can
and
do that?
And locations, and those are the kinds of things that will need to be discussed. Now, that's a –
that's a topic. I typically don't like more control, Carl. You know that. But I'm also a law and order style guy, and we have to start making some attempts on these things.
We have to.
The mission is a good example of I see them doing both. I see them having programs that work, but I also see them doing the feeding programs that I think perpetuates the problem. And the community is starting to react today, saying that we must get tougher. And you've seen that from the Business Crime Watch group, where they're taking a stance. They're being more aggressive towards the problem, and it's helping. It's identifying issues and problems. And as you know, we can't just put homeless into one category. There's multiple facets of it.
And I think everybody understands that. But we have this problem. How come there hasn't been any – I know the chief says they're working on this, and so I have no idea why it takes so long to craft an ordinance that says you can't give money to people, or you can't beg on medians.
Well, right now
– what's the hard about that?
Part of that, Carl, is just an enforcement issue and lack of officers to do so. We already have
have that ordinance?
Absolutely. We have an aggressive solicitation ordinance today. They cannot approach you in a parking lot. They can.
They do.
And they
on
do.
On a regular basis.
And that's an enforcement issue. So already certain laws are there. However, we are considering about passing an ordinance where you cannot panhandle on a median. We think that's a safety issue, and we believe we have the legal right to control that.
So what's taking so long for that? They've been talking about this for 6 weeks.
Well, before you do anything, Carl, you've got to make sure in the state of California that you have the legal right to do so. And it could be a serious problem for taxpayers if we're found to be wrong. So when you do make a new ordinance of this type, you've got to make sure that you can do it correctly and legally and abide by all the rules in the state of California. To be honest, part of our hands are tied on this with how we can create ordinances within the city and not violate a state law.
First time you do, the ACLU is going to be all over you. You got your citizens wrapped up spending the money fighting a lawsuit.
And now we lose $200,000 or $300,000 in attorney's fees when we could have been using it towards something more constructive.
We're used to that, though, right?
Well, we
try to avoid that.
We've made some bad decisions. The library suit, as you know, Carl, I was opposed to that. That passed 4-1. That was a fundamental constitutional right issue where we restricted people's right at a public facility, a time, place, and manner. It didn't hold up in court. I argued that we did not need such a regulation, and it ended up costing us $285,000.
The funny thing about that, one of the things that should have told the city council and everybody that voted for that is that the ACLU and the Tea Party joined together. Hey, we got to take a break. Our guest is Patrick Jones, running for re-election for city council. When we come back, I want to talk about privatization, and I also want to talk about business here and what we can do on businesses and this permitting problem that, you know, Trish talks is taking forever. And what we can do about this, if it's truly a problem, And the fact is also we're told that we need to give raises to our top managers to keep them here, which we've been doing.
We've been told that.
And I'd like for you to address that, because we've heard from Francie, and who's on the city council. I'd like to hear your take on this too. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We're talking candidates this week and next week, running for Reading City Council. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop, located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It's Candidates Week. Carl Bott and Trish Clark today. It's Thursday. 65 degrees out there, 8:36 in the morning, 605-4567. If you have a question for Patrick Jones running for re-election for Reading City Council, or hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com. Joe Sungold and Cheryl and Angel, and they're all in there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I hope to get down to today. I'm getting Mr. Shaggy here. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and Man's Last Stronghold. Yes, Man's Last Stronghold. You know, there, it, we will not be forced, like the wisdom from
like the fraternities,
to give. To, you know what? They don't cut ladies' hair in there. Like a lot of salons will cut men's hair. They don't cut women's hair in there. I guess they would. I guess if you went in there and said, "Can I get a haircut?" But you better like the same kind of haircut that I have, high and tight. Anyway, but it is a great place. It's the Cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, right across from the subway there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Okay, Patrick Jones is our guest. We talked about, we've been talking about privatization with everybody. Yeah. What's your viewpoints on privatization? We know that the, as everybody points out, Civic Center was privatized. The call center was outsourced.
Yes.
But yet there were some things about that came up that I don't think.
Well, and that's
understand.
a good jumping off point, okay. Carl. I believe that outsourcing can be a very valuable and useful tool for the city of Reading. I want to keep those jobs in town. The call center, for example, I did not support because those jobs left our town, our county, and our state. And I think that's fundamentally wrong. That's not the type of outsourcing that I'm looking
for.
Did
that save the city money?
I doubt it. I think the real reality there is that they needed to move those folks out of that area to make room for the new administration for the police. And I think that's really the bottom line. City staff is rarely supportive of any kind of outsourcing. But here they quickly moved on that, and council backed it up because they needed the room. And clearly, when you move those jobs out of town, I think that's fundamentally wrong. I'm all in favor.
Certainly, wasn't there an organization here that could have provided that same service?
I don't know if they could have. And so that may have not been the best opportunity for outsourcing. Clearly, from the information that we received, there wasn't an organization here that could provide the quality that this other company could. I still wouldn't support, and I did not support that as moving jobs out. With regards to the Civic Auditorium, let's go back
to that just for a second. But none of those people were let go for REU.
That is correct.
They were just moved to other jobs.
That is correct.
So you didn't.
How did you save money? Was
the saving of the money in the long term?
Well, they were filling positions elsewhere throughout the city that otherwise would have been filled most likely, and the actual contract with what we had in the call center with what the new call center would be seemed on paper to be less money. So in that straight transaction, you might have. Of course, they came back later and said that we need to change some of the numbers and the assumptions have changed. The business is brisker, and so some of those numbers have changed. I'm not sure at the end of the day. We did not spend less money at the end of the day where we could have. And so that is yet another issue that's totally separate than the issue of outsourcing. With regards to the convention center, I've always agreed that it should be run by a private firm and not the city. I don't think the city had any business of running it, and clearly they didn't run it well. And it was also backed up by TOT tax to fund it, which now the city has moved over into the general fund. Clearly, I wanted an organization there. I didn't support I supported the outsourcing to a promotion company, much like the companies that we see around town. Mesa Productions was one of those such companies, and I would have supported that. I didn't support Bethel as a church because the lion's share of what they do there will be for church functions, and that's a civic building. So I wanted to see it used for more civic functions, and I thought a production company would be better. And I'm correct on that. A production company would be better. Now, with that, I will say that the organization that Bethel now has created to run the convention center has done very well, and it's been very positive for the city of Reading, and it certainly far outweighs shutting it down, which was what the city was potentially going to do.
It seems to me that as an elected official, sometimes we have to be able to admit that maybe we didn't see as far down. I think they've done an excellent job. They're certainly bringing in way more things than have ever been there before.
But it still can be better. And a production company could really jam-pack that with productions, which is what the building was intended for. It was not intended for a church.
And that's true. And we can move on from this. But also, they've put on like twice the number that they said they were going to put on, and it's run better, and it's all different types of productions.
Like I say, they've done a very good job with it, and they're learning a lot. And
I think Mesa is glad that Bethel has taken on the backbone of running it so they can bring their productions in.
Well, and they've not questioned it at all, yeah. And it was a big undertaking. There was no question. They stepped up, and they answered that call.
But the bottom line is privatization. What are the things that you think could be privatized in the city?
Carl, there's a lot of things that could be. Now, I'm not suggesting that we outsource police and fire,
no.
But other cities have. So certainly all types of things within the city, waste management, there are many things that can be. The reason that we would like to have our own police department and our own fire department is so that we have control over those departments, a greater amount of control. Now, I will say our city employees are second to none. We have excellent city employees, police, fire, personnel, streets, road maintenance. We have really good city employees. But my job is to scrutinize how we do things to make sure that at the end of the day, the taxpayer is being thought of and being whole. And that is why I get criticized an awful lot, but there are different ways of looking at every problem. And I would certainly consider in the planning department outsourcing that, and I already did a few years back, and it did not move forward. Council did not move that forward.
Well, let's talk about the planning department. They're the ones that do the permits.
Correct.
And we've just been talking about that a lot of it's anecdotal because, as we talked about during the break, somebody come up and say, and if they're going to be doing continuing business with the city, them coming up to say the permitting process here is totally unfair can cost them.
There are good stories, and there are many bad stories. I tend to get to hear a lot of the bad stories because that's my job. I listen to every story that's out there and every issue that's out there. But it really concerns me that when we have a business, and I won't say the exact name, but when we have a business that just finished producing a restaurant here in town, and they did six or seven in California this year, and were so upset, they said they would never build in the city of Reading ever again. Those things are upsetting to me because that is not the kind of image that I want for my city. And we're starting to be known for that.
And Shasta County as a whole.
And Shasta County as a whole. We need that culture change. It's not the quality of personnel we have, because we have excellent individuals within the department. That's not the issue. It needs to be a culture change in management. And the culture change is that we need to remember who we're working for. We're working for those 90,000 people. We need to say, how can we help you become successful as quick as we possibly can? Because when those companies are successful, then the city is successful and the city does well. And that's our job. We work for the people. I think of that every day that I'm at City Hall. I'm not sure our top management does. I think sometimes they think of the team and our organization as opposed to the 90,000 people that pay for all this.
Well, and it's about time to take a break, but one of the things I hear is that top 1%, and not everybody, and again, when we talk about our city workers, they are outstanding. I mean, we just had a great example the other day. It was our EU coming out, and they were replacing poles and all this, and they helped us out with some stuff there because they were responsive to to the customer just looking up there when they were in there. And something else that happened too with a disabled veteran. So there's a lot of great things there, but when you see that the top 1% of the wage earners in this, in the city and probably the county are city employees, that seems to be kind of strange.
Well, and it upsets people when you see that amount of money being spent for top city management and the level of benefit that they have. I think most people would say it's excessive, and it's why I haven't supported any of those increases in 7.5 years.
All right, we'll be right back. Our guest is Patrick Jones, running for re-election for city council.
To paint marks for service and quality.
Bye, honey.
Where are you going?
I'm headed to the Paint Mart. I want to match paint colors with wallpaper and new window blinds.
And just how are you going to do all that?
Paint Mart has this wonderful new PPG Voice of Color touchscreen where you can design paint colors, pick and choose PPG paints for walls and trim. Then I can pick out my wallpaper, blinds, and drapes, all with the ease of a large touchscreen. It's great.
At the Paint Mart, we have a design consultant to help you select the perfect PPG paint for interior, exterior, primers, and stains, including low VOC options with elegant, durable finishes and over 1,900 colors to choose from. We also carry wallpaper, custom blinds, draperies, and shutters. Paint smart with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality PPG paint, Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff.
Come to Paint Mart.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Shelly is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelly visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's Thursday, September the 25th, 65 degrees out there. It's going to rain today. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 8:49 out there, and we have Patrick Jones as our guest. He is running for re-election for Reading City Council. Let's talk about Measure B, the sale of land to McConnell Foundation, so Turtle Bay can build a hotel there, and other things.
Well, and first, the council supported, and I supported allowing Turtle Bay to have the hospitality parcel, which was about 5 acres. And that occurred over 2 years ago. So that hotel could have been built over 2 years ago. McConnell Foundation and Turtle Bay determined that it would not pencil for them, and that they would need to take a different course of action in order for it to pencil, and that they would need to purchase the land. And that's where we're at today. My biggest issue in this whole thing is that while they could have built the hotel over two years ago, that this indemnification, this third-party indemnification, where we're relying on someone else in an all-but-certain lawsuit on someone else's deal, is just fundamentally wrong for me. I'm going to risk taxpayers' money, and I'm not willing to do it. I'm unwilling to risk taxpayers' funds for a lawsuit that's all-but-certain for two other entities that have issues with each other. And they're going to drag me in it because I'm the deep pocket. And I can tell you, Carl, when we're relying on indemnification from someone else and when things go bad, we pay. And
so
that's what's going to happen.
Your whole opposition to this is because of the lawsuit. You know, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. And
this is the one about prevailing wage.
Correct. And
but
that's
they're
issue.
They're going to sue, but that would be the union suing McConnell. Over what?
And the
over
city.
Over the cost of the land.
It's
because
the
land. And they will sue the city involved in it.
Because it's subsidized, and the city will be drawn in. And there was a great case just about this coming out of San Diego, and it cost the city of San Diego dearly. My job is to protect the taxpayers, and I made those 5 acres available. I supported that. The entire council did. That allows the hotel to move forward. Don't drag me into a potential lawsuit. We've got enough going on. We've got to watch every penny. You know the critical issue with public safety and the issues with unfunded liabilities. I cannot be drawn into yet another lawsuit on behalf of someone else and hope that their attorney defends me in the right way. I'm not going to risk taxpayers' money to do that. I'm going to avoid that whole situation.
Has McConnell signed papers that said they would indemnify the city?
They're worth about the weight of that paper, Carl, and that's what happens in third-party indemnifications. That's why our city attorney should have stepped in and said, this is a risk. There are inherent risks, and we have emails that say this, Carl, and they're available to all. And they'll have to get council approval, and there are risks associated. Risk means loss of dollars. And I'm not willing to do that for someone else's project. They need to get together. Those two entities need to solve that problem and keep the taxpayers out of this issue. It's not my issue. We made the land available. Don't drag me down and make me pay for some other issue. We've got too much to worry about to get drawn into this. And I'm disappointed that our city attorney and council did not see this – And again, it's because you need to remember who you work for. I work for 90,000 people. I do not work for city staff, and I certainly don't work for McConnell Foundation. I work for 90,000 people. Their tax dollars are important. I know how hard they work for that dollar. I'm going to protect it the best that I can. This leaves the taxpayers vulnerable. There is a lawsuit. It will come. Keep me out of it, and I'm okay with it.
Only a lawsuit is if unless somebody says, okay, we'll give you X amount of dollars to the unions, and then they'll call off everything. So for the unions, it's all about
wage issue. I don't think it's got beyond that. But you know, it's confusing to the public out there as to exactly what's at what risk with Measure F.
The situation here is that is that what's going to happen is the city will get drawn into it because we've essentially sold a piece of property for a subsidized amount because the lease is a subsidized lease and we're taking that into account. But it's a subsidized lease. If the lease was not subsidized, meaning you pay real value for that lease, that changes the scenario. But this lease was subsidized. And we'll go back further on this lease.
Well, but you say the lease was subsidized.
It is.
Well, but it part of the thing with the lease was that Turtle Bay had to put in $5 million to pay for this lease. That's how much they paid for the lease was $5 million. So when you say subsidized, I want – but you have to pay, put $5 million worth of improvements in there, and they put $15 million in there.
Well, that's what –
I mean, wasn't that the
that's
deal?
What's going to need to be argued in front of the judge.
But that was part of the deal for the lease. I mean, and when you put a lease on property and you say you have to do this and this takes away the subsidy by putting this much money, this is how much that land's worth, and they do that and more, is it still subsidized then?
The other issue here is that was there any increased value on that piece of property that they put there? Did they put any money towards that piece of property? And it's
but
no.
But this isn't – this whole discussion is back to what is going to be decided in the courts. But let's bring it back to what are the people voting on Measure B. If they vote in favor of Measure B, what happens?
Yes,
and if
on
they,
B, that means that the land's been sold.
Yes, it's already sold.
It's already sold.
And so, they can build that hotel again. They have the right to build it.
So Measure B passes.
Measure B passes.
It says.
It says is that the sale of land goes through. The people say go through and build the hotel.
Correct.
Okay.
Or the land sale can go
and
through.
And if it fails.
And if it fails.
If it fails, it'll come back to council.
It comes back to council
and,
again.
And then we will make a decision if we can sell it to them for $601. I mean, it could go right back into the same thing. I think that the voters' message would be loud and clear that. It needs to be sold. If it fails, I believe that sends a message back to council that you need to sell it at full value, unencumbered by the lease.
Or they can just build the hotel on the property owned by the city
and
pay prevailing wage.
Okay. Absolutely.
And okay, but the bottom line too is that if it's a yes vote and then then a lawsuit goes against, they can build the hotel while because it's not going to go against Turtle Bay. They're not going to be suing Turtle Bay. They're going to be suing McConnell Foundation, and you say the city.
And ultimately the city.
Okay, ultimately the city.
Yes.
Do you see a trend here where it seems like every time there's going to be something built, there's lawsuits and all these things? I mean, isn't this a message that we're sending out?
Not really, because this is a very specific piece of property. This property was deeded open space. This was not property that really was intended to be built on.
What about Churn Creek? I'm talking about an overall. The Churn Creek, when they're putting the mall in there. Was another thing that was put up. Not here. No, we not.
If you're not getting the message, Carl, I can guarantee you that the rest of the people looking at Shasta County in general are certainly getting the message that this is not a great place to build.
And the battle up at Anselmo's. I mean, the whole thing here, Patrick, we're sending messages out to say don't come here.
The difference here is that, and I would respectfully disagree with you, the city council made 5 acres available to the McConnell Foundation, period. We made that available to them over 2.5 years ago. Now, they, the McConnell Foundation, needs to go deal with the realities of the world and make sure that my taxpayers are not at risk. Do that, and we'll have tons of support. They're dragging me into this, and that means I'm risking your funds. That's a fundamental difference here. And that's the concern. We made this happen, Carl, over 2 years ago.
Okay,
I would say that the message is really clear. that it's a difficult place to do business in Shasta County.
It is.
Somehow the organizations have got to start sending a different message.
We've got to get everybody together here on this. Okay, we've only got a couple minutes left. Patrick, and this is what I offer everybody. Final statements here.
Well, Carl, thank you again for having me on, and I appreciate the time. I really do. And, you know, in this race, we have a lot of good candidates, and people are going to be able to choose from six and two incumbents and four new folks, and they all have a variety of backgrounds. And so I think there's some good candidates in there, and I think the voters, I trust the voters, and they've always done what's right. I'm asking for your vote come November 4th to a third term on Reading City Council because my work is not done. And the reality is I've been in a minority position. We have the opportunity today to send some fiscal conservatives to city council and start making some immediate changes and start spending the money, your hard-earned tax dollars, differently than the way we've done. And that means cutting into other areas and spending more in other areas, namely public safety. But there's more. We need to work on roads. We need to work on the culture at City Hall. We need to say we're open for business because right now that is not the message that goes out. And it can change, and all it takes is the voters to do what's right, to learn about these candidates, to do the research. Candidates can say anything they want and often do, but it's what they do at City Hall and when they're on that dais that counts. I have a proven background. I'm a fiscal conservative, and I'm going to continue in that manner. And so I hope I can get back on council, and I know with the public support I will.
Patrick Jones running for re-election, Reading City Council. Thanks a lot, Patrick, for being with us.
Thank you,
and,
guys, for having me.
We appreciate what you do for our city. Tomorrow, Scotty Hughes, a woman who's leading the conservative movement as far as news in this, has written a book called Roar. She's going to be our guest tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A high-level Obama administration resignation, that story coming up. But first, Iraq's prime minister says that Iraqi intelligence has uncovered a plot by ISIS terrorists for an imminent attack on subways in the U.S. and in Paris. Asked if the attack had been foiled, the prime minister replied, no. We're awaiting official word on reports of the pending resignation of Attorney General Eric Holder.
Holder has been the nation's top law enforcement officer for 6 years. Only three other attorneys general held the post for a longer tenure. Holder is the first black to lead the Justice Department, and he plans to remain on the job until his successor is in place. A White House official says President Obama will announce Holder's departure later today.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston. President Obama has told the U.S. and the world is not doing enough to respond to the death.